Hey, how you doing? It's Capital Breakfast here. It's Des, Stephen and Amy with Ed Sheeran. Ed, right. How's it going? Can I say, I remember being at this venue and you were here and it was the MTV Europe Music Awards.
Yes.
And you probably don't remember me, but I was the guy doing the warm-up. So I was...
No, I do. Yeah, I do.
Well, here's the thing. Just before I brought you on, there was a girl right down the front that held up a sign that said, "I want Ed's ginger babies." And
I remember that.
Yeah.
What's mad about me remembering this is I saw footage today of me playing in a bar around then.
Yeah.
And I don't remember that. I don't remember that at all.
Yeah.
At all.
But you remember days.
Yeah.
Precisely.
Well, I was at that bar and I've got the footage. No, I haven't. But it struck me like you have, by the way, I don't know if you ever did have a ginger babies, but I thought it was weird.
What, with that particular
with
girl?
With that girl, I don't know. No. I thought it was weird in Scotland as well, because it's the one place where you can probably get a ginger baby quite easily.
Without even sleeping with a ginger
baby. Yeah, exactly. But I think that you have some of the best fans in the world.
I would agree.
But are they mad, generally? Are they obsessive?
No. Do you know what? The most mad and obsessive I find are not the fans, it's the fans' mums.
What?
The fans' mums. Because they at all costs, they're going to sort it out for their daughter. And they will literally grab you.
Yeah.
And be like, "You're taking a picture of me." And you're kind of like... And the daughter's always really chilled. Like, "I'm sorry about my mum."
Yeah.
Like, it's never the fan. It's always the parent.
It's funny you say that. Amy, have you got your bag with you?
Yes,
I do. Can you go and get it now?
Do you want it right now?
Yeah.
Of course.
So the reason why we're doing this is... You said that about the mums being really obsessive on behalf of their kids. So yeah. Amy's mum has made you something, Ed.
Oh, you're going to love this.
Jesus Christ.
You know that,
is that
it's
an egg?
So, you know,
yeah.
It's Easter. So yeah. Your mum would normally give you an Easter egg, yeah. I'm assuming, Ed. So since your mum can't
actually
give you one, maybe yeah. in person today, my mum wanted to give you an Easter egg. Oh. So there we go. There
bloody
we go. What do you think
hell.
Of that?
Look at that?
So have a look at that. What, so just describe what the egg's about.
It's got icing on it in the shape in the shape of my face. It does look edible.
Yeah.
But it also looks like the hotel I'm staying in at the moment, I'm convinced, is haunted. And so is my manager and security guard. So if I put this in their room.
Yeah.
Because this will be illuminated at night as well. This is going to freak them out.
It's quite literally an egg in the shape of you.
Yeah, so, yeah, exactly. That's beautiful.
I don't even know.
So please, yeah. That can be your mascot.
You.
Your
can
gift.
You
what's your mum's
you.
Name? Should we give her a shout out?
Yeah, it's Fiona.
Fiona, thank you so much for the egg, Sheeran.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yes.
Right
love
on
it,
there.
I saw that on Twitter today.
Beautiful. That's
that
perfect.
Up, yeah.
So that's
fans
ideal.
Fans' mums tend to be crazy, as we've just seen.
Yeah, yeah. And it's not even the dads. The dad's always polite as well. It's always the dad and the fan going, "Sorry about her." Yeah. No, it's always the mum. And it's like one in 400 mums. But
yeah.
There's always one.
There's
yeah.
always
there's
one.
Always one.
There.
And they'll literally like grab you by the scruff of the neck and be like, "You're like, what are you doing?"
Yeah. We have another weird connection, Ed. And this is not, and it's a weird name drop if it is one. I was out last week with Shane Ritchie. No.
Mate, I got so many stories. Oh, no, I'm not thinking Shane Ritchie. I'm thinking Sid Owen. But yes, I do
wow.
know Shane. Mate, I've got Ricky. The weirdest yeah. stories about Sid Owen. We ended up in a club that his mate owned, and he was suddenly like, "Right, there's a guitar here, everyone go." Cleared out the whole club, and it was just me, Sid Owen, and his mate, and my friend who was also a singer. And so we were passing the guitar around singing songs, but then every time someone else would sing a song, Sid would sing his own song over their song. but whatever song it was amazing.
Am I right in thinking that Sid Owen released some sort of reggae track?
Yeah, of course. Like, he's actually a really good singer, and he introduced Adele and Simon together.
What?
Yes, exactly.
No way.
So weird. Anyway.
What, Ricky from EastEnders?
Yeah, Shane.
No way.
Shane Ritchie, anyway.
No, Shane Ritchie says that his son is staying with you, Jake.
Shane Ritchie, yeah, Jake is staying in an apartment.
Right.
Where
he just
yeah.
wants to find out if he's all
if
right.
He's
fine.
Is he eating properly?
He's fine. No, basically, Jake went through a breakup and didn't have somewhere to live. And I had just moved out of this flat and moved into a house with my girlfriend. So I had a flat that was empty.
Yeah.
So I just said to Jake, "Move in." But I think he's quite comfortable there.
Yeah.
He's, like, he's built a studio there and stuff.
he's making himself yeah. at home.
He's pretty comfortable there.
He also said that you've got a wall that you get people to sign.
Not in that flat, but I do in my I do in my basement in my house, yeah.
What's the one signature you haven't got on your wall of fame that you would like to have on there?
Shane Warne's a pretty random one in there.
Shane Warne?
Yeah. The cricketer.
What, the cricketer.
The,
yeah.
The Aussie. Yeah, yeah. The cricketer.
No, I'd say one that I'd like to have down there, Neil Buchanan. From Art Attack.
Yeah.
That would be like the creme de la creme.
Show him that.
Yeah. Amazing.
I mean, that's incredible.
That looks like the little statue. Neil
Buchanan. Yeah, Neil Buchanan was someone that I think if I didn't play music, I would have gone down some sort of art.
Yeah.
And he was like one of my heroes growing up.
I would love to see Neil Buchanan do like an overhead giant Art Attack of your face.
Yeah.
Like that.
Like this egg, but just with like with wellies and old tires.
Yeah. Listen, obviously you have Galway Girl, a massive hit for you. Is there any chance that in your next album you could maybe bring in some bagpipes?
I wrote a Highlands folk song called Aberfeldy that was meant to go on this album, but it's probably going to go on next one.
There we go.
Yeah. Brilliant. That's the first time we've asked a question that's had a definite answer.
Yeah. It was actually going to go on this, but it's really, really folky, folky, and it didn't really fit on this one. So I believe it's either going on the next one or it might go. There's this film I'm working on, it might go on the soundtrack for that. It's about being in the Highlands in Aberfeldy. And
wow!
Yeah. I used to go on holiday with my gran and granddad to Aberfeldy. Like they had a timeshare.
Well, I have the Aberfeldy label whiskey tattooed. I might as well show you this.
Wow!
Right.
Let's see this. This got way more detailed than I thought. This is great. Yeah. Oh wow!
Oh my God! So you do.
That's amazing.
Actual Aberfeldy whiskey tattoo.
So I got that tattooed a while ago, and I find that anywhere in the world, like you can go to any Irish bar in the world, and chances are somewhere, I know it's obviously a Scottish whiskey, Irish people like whiskey as well, they tend to have a bottle of Aberfeldy, like really weirdly, it's a random thing that just tends to pop up, and it's a very, very good conversation starter. And I was in a bar in Mannheim in Germany, weirdly enough, and... The guy had the Aberfeldy, and I showed him the tattoo, and he gave me a free shot.
Oh, there you go.
That's amazing.
Gets you what you want.
Yeah. You can have to get Buckfast tattooed on your arm as well.
Mate, I'd say Buckfast, man. Oh, God. That was my first actual night out, and my cousin took me to a dubstep club. And this is like before dubstep had become a thing. I didn't know what the hell was going on. And because I have a bunch of cousins that live up here, and they all had these, like... Because they're black bottles, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're, drinking this kind of sludge. And they're like, you have some, and man, it kicks you in a different way.
It really does.
You know about it.
Yeah, no, I really, but I also know about the next day as well. It's it's not very pleasant.
Not so good. No.
Yeah, the Buckfast sweats and nightmares. I'm going to see very quickly, before your bronchitis kicks in there, Ed. Are you all right, by the way? You've come and spoke to us with a chest infection.
I've had it for 10 days now. I thought it would go, but I think it's, I don't know. My girlfriend, before she came out to visit in Amsterdam, and she was like, I'm ill, I won't come. And I was like, oh, don't be silly, because I always get ill on tour and have like a cold for a couple of days. But this one's like, it's not even man flu, it's like beyond that. it's beyond people.
Well... It's beyond people, horse flu. I'm going to test how well you know Scotland.
All right.
And know the Scottish language. We're going to play a game called Ned Sheeran.
Watched that movie Ned's the other day, actually.
Oh, did you?
Well, perfect. Yeah. Well, did you understand?
You might be quite good
it?
At this, yeah.
Anything like those characters, Ed?
No, I just found it really weird at the end when he taped the... knives to his hands.
Yeah,
it was really imaginative,
like a Scottish Wolverine.
But, Scottish as well, like not Scottish, topless as well. Yeah. Topless as well, just with these like
everything's taps off.
Yeah, that's how we expect your gig to end tonight. Right, any of these Scottish words? Let's see if you know them. We'll play Ned Sheeran. Bampot. What does that mean?
I don't know that one.
What is it? It describes the sort of guy that goes topless and straps.
Crazy guy.
Mock it. What does mock it mean?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Have a think. What could it mean? What is mock it? If I said, that's mock it. I could describe something as being mock it.
Not nice.
It's probably a negative.
Yeah. Dirty.
Yeah, dirty. Dirty.
Yeah, we dirty.
What's a square go?
Mate, I don't. I, 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 I dated a girl from Edinburgh for a while, and they had a different kind of, because Edinburgh is a bit more posh than
slightly.
It's a different. So I know Wee Raj.
Excellent, Wee Raj.
And, a come for Edinburgh. what else? This was like 4 or 5 years ago now, so like I can't really.
A lot's happened since
then. Yeah. Oh, ball.
Yeah. That's the one right
there. Because they had Hurricane didn't they?
Yes, yes, we did. Yes.
That's beautiful. That's great. Okay, carry on.
He's loving
A square goal.
Let me have a look.
And
let me have a look.
Do you know any of these?
Tell us a few.
Nugget.
A lot of these just mean stupid people, like a rocket and a nugget.
Yeah.
We didn't find out what square goal meant. Yeah.
Raj is in there. Square goal just means...
I thought Raj was spelled R-A-J, though.
I think that was at the dubstep night, maybe. this is the Scottish. Yeah, square goal means a fight with someone, and a piece. A piece doesn't mean a weapon, it means a sandwich.
Does it?
Yeah. I want a piece.
A jelly piece?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's obviously, when I went to London and I asked somebody for a piece, I got a surprise. Yeah. but let's very quickly talk about you now. Like, you've done everything. Like, you have released so many songs that have been massive all over the world, and you're touring. What the hell can you do next?
For me, I've never actually... I know I did the Wembley Stadium shows, and I did a couple in Ireland, and I did a mini stadium tour in America, but I've never actually done big gigs worldwide yet. So I would love to come to somewhere like Glasgow and do a big show.
Hampden, maybe? Hampden Stadium?
Yeah, I don't know. I think there's a park here, isn't there?
There's a few, yeah. There's Bellison Park. There's
Glasgow Green.
Because there's not tea anymore.
No.
All Rockness.
Yeah,
correct.
So I think, which actually makes me really sad, because I thought tea, out of all the festivals, was always the best crowd.
Yeah, oh, it was amazing. Seriously, you love tea.
You'll just have to start your own festival.
Yeah, Edgefest. Well,
no, but that's my point. I would rather do I think we'll probably end up doing a stadium, but I think I'd like to do an outdoor just to bring some sort of festival.
Well, we'd love that as well. Let's do Edfest.
Yes.
I'd love to come at some point and do big gigs here, because the Scottish audience, it's a toss up between the Irish audience and the Scottish audience on who is the best audience in the world. Sometimes it'll be Scotland, sometimes it'll be Ireland. It's just always a mental place to play. I don't know what it is, what there is in the Celts in general, in the Irish and the Scottish.
Do you know what it is, Ed? It's the Buckfast.
I would say it is.
What a pleasure speaking to you. It's great to have him in Capital, and great to have him back in Scotland. Let's make some noise for Ed Sheeran.